Welcome to the Molten Golden Teachings with John Records, where heaven, sky, and spirit kiss the earth and support the ground of human experience and awakening.
Do you recall any of the nursery rhymes from your childhood? Ring Around the Rosie, for instance. Or how about Humpty Dumpty? That one goes like this. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. I may be reading into this nursery rhyme more than was intended, but one way to look at that is as a description of the creation process, where there was a unity that was fragmented. One became many. In a way, we could say that unity was broken, was shattered in a fall. Interestingly, Christians talk about the fall when human beings were driven from the Garden of Eden. It's another one of those situations where there was a unity that was fractured somehow. So from one perspective, we do indeed live in a broken, fallen world. And I know that some people really don't experience it that way. And if you're one of those people, you could skip to the end or maybe even to the next podcast. For those, though, who look at this world and see imperfection, see pain, hatred, ways that human beings persistently and sometimes maliciously fall short of what they can do and be. For those of us who see it that way, we might find embedded a call to development. Osensei, who is one of the great martial artists of all time, and the founder of the martial art Aikido, said that human beings are very important in the universe because we are where heaven and earth come together. So we can look at this fall, the destruction of Humpty Dumpty, as the disunion, as the fragmentation of heaven and earth. That's kind of the bad news. That's the world we live in now. The good news is that, as Osensei and others say, in our own lives, this fragmentation can be healed. There's a term from Judaism called Tikkun Olam. That's T-I-K-K-U-N-O-L-A-M. One of its meanings is mending the world. And this, we could say, is our purpose in life. Our purpose in life is to mend the world, to defragment the world. Where we start is with ourselves. We can start by bringing heaven and earth, spirit and matter, back together in our own lives, to let the divine incarnate in our material bodies and our material lives, so that our natural healthy expression becomes love and service. So as we work to heal ourselves, to mend ourselves, to put Humpty Dumpty back together in our own lives, we also can work in what appears to be the external world, to mend that world. We can find ways to help feed the hungry, to provide solace to those who grieve, to help those who feel unloved and disconnected to really know that they're loved and connected. This is how we mend the world, by our choice to be loving and kind and serviceful. And it is so interesting and so wonderful that as we offer ourselves in loving service, we also continue our own healing. We mend ourselves even as we mend the world. Two, practices like meditation and prayer, other practices, conduce to this development in ourselves, help us to become strong enough, whole enough, for the divine to incarnate more fully in us and to continue this wonderful process of putting Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Molten Golden Teachings with John Rekerts. Hello, John.
Hello, Gustavo.
Let's talk a little bit about that expression you just did. I'm struck by the word fragmentation in regards to what it feels like for me and what I believe I observe sometimes in others when we've become so nervous or afraid or stressed or disjointed that it's like we're broken in many pieces and don't know really which way to turn. The sense of feeling our center line or feeling wholeness or connected to something that makes sense seems like it's been blended or shattered. Do you have a sense of the transition or the feeling of feeling whole and then falling off, the Humpty Dumpty falling off and being broken apart and then trying to put ourselves back together again? It seems a lot of the time that many of us are running around fractured a lot of the time, and our lives are almost constant chaos, and we don't have much returning to feeling like we've been put together or that we've got some ground within us or beneath us to just do the next thing without being terrified of what's happening.
Yes, I've had that experience in my own life, and I had profound fragmentation in my own life when my mother took her life when I was 8 years old. And as horrible and disorienting as that was part of what drove me to find peace and love and joy through practices like meditation and prayer. So I can say in my own life that I have felt this, I've seen it in other people, and that I know from my own experience that we can heal. We must heal. I feel that peace, love, and kindness are both the path and the goal for that healing. I'll mention as an aside that at any given day, any given hour, a person might move in and out of that feeling of fragmentation. There might be a sense of agitation, anxiety, and concern that might for some reason be held in abeyance for a while when we are turning our attention elsewhere. Just as an example, somebody feeling anxiety might slip into a warm bath, and that physical experience might help the mind to settle down. So, in addition to peace, love, and kindness that I mentioned, we can also be aware of the tools and choices we can make in our own lives that conduce to stability. In terms of healing ourselves, peace joy and love, peace, love, and kindness, there's a place for joy too, of course, but peace, love, and kindness are interrelated, and also we might work with them separately. Foundationally, it's easy to practice peace. We had a recent podcast with a guided meditation focusing on peace. Peace is the converse of anxiety and fragmentation. Peace is whole. Peace is settled. Peace doesn't strive or worry. We can find peace in every breath. Love is like gravity. Gravity pulls things together in the physical world. Love pulls things together, puts Humpty Dumpty back together again in the emotional and spiritual world. Love is connection. Or the force that leads to further connection. So it might be that we're not feeling very peaceful. Yet, if love stirs in us, that can heal us and bring together reconnection of fragments of ourselves and in others. For instance, simply listening with love and appreciation as another person talks about their life, their challenges, is healing. That loving connection is healing. And even if we're not feeling loving, if we act with simple kindness, the kind of kindness that might lead us to pat a dog, to ask somebody how they're doing, and really mean it, that's part of the healing also. At any given moment, we have a choice, even though we might not realize it, and that is to support mending the world, which includes mending ourselves, or to fragment further. So in opposition to the things I've been talking about are actions like hatred, selfish pursuit of one's own interests, meanness, spite, despair. Some of those things, unfortunately, characterize our public discourse and some of our cultural values. So we can be swimming upstream to support healing in ourselves and others. Even though it may be hard sometime, I think it's what we're here to do, what we must do. It's much easier to do that in community with like-minded, like-hearted, like-spirited friends, to open ourselves to the healing of divinity waking up in us and taking actions in what appears to be the external world to support its defragmentation and its healing. So Gustavo, I think you touched on your own feelings that we could generalize as fragmentation. What have you found supports you in feeling more whole and more healed?
Well, that's a little difficult to answer in some ways. I have to sort of answer it in a couple of ways. I have to say, I have an experience of being so overwhelmed through cycles of time with disruption and pain and torture and misery. Basically hell realm type of periods of time where it doesn't seem like anything helps unless, yeah. So that's one experience I have. And then it cycles through and passes. And then I rebuild from there. And that's an interesting possibility of dialogue is what do we do when we're in states of being of such severe and chronic trauma that you know, basic words or lots of things wouldn't be enough to break someone's cycle. And then on the other side of that, one big answer would just be intervention from others. So taking the time, having the trust to make an appointment to get some body work done or go to the acupuncturist or go see a teacher and do those things, that's definitely an answer. Intervention and help from others when it's severe is essential for someone like myself who suffers pretty intensely or just plain intensely. I think another important answer is if I'm not in a super intense cycle, to try to maintain and take a look at as many possibilities of staying as whole and non-fragmented as possible. There's a tendency that once you feel good, you start kind of letting things go. Meaning you may not sit and practice because you're like, I'm good, I don't need to sit. Or, you know, I can drink X amount of alcohol because I'm doing good right now. So smaller, consistent choices. I've heard that when you're practicing, when you're feeling well, you've really begun to take the practice to the next level. Because that's when you're not sort of fooled by the fact that you're doing okay at the time. So I also find some of the stuff that you teach, the release at the end of the breath, those things are helpful, especially when I'm not in the boogie bin, you know. And I have a lot of Zen meditation practice or just plain awareness practice. Sometimes simple body movements can help, even really simple stuff. So that's a kind of fractionated and holistic answer right there. A number of different things at different times, and at sometimes apparently next to nothing.
Right. It appears to me that even when you're having a really hard time, you're still kind. Is that true?
I'm seldom not kind. Seldom. I mean, I get in certain self-centered cycles, but if I'm in the midst of a really, I can be in the midst of a profound self-centered cycle, whether I'm in pain or just being really self-centered or greedy. And if I, you know, if I see something or at any, even if I'm right in the midst of it, if I see something that asks for my service or for my care, I immediately pop out of it for that moment and jump right to that, whatever needs caring for. Might be a moth that fell in the glass of water or someone that needs to be told that they're cared for, or, you know, taking care of a dog or something like that. So, yeah, my empathy is relatively consistent.
I wonder, when you are treating someone or something, some creature kindly, does the difficulty abate at all during that time? Are you still aware of the challenge?
There's usually, if I were to answer that just quickly, there's usually a sense of relief in a moment of that. The grind is powerful. So lots of times when I'm in the grind, those opportunities, I don't see them or they're not there or whatever. I'm just grinding away with, let's just say, profound anxiety or depressive thinking. And the opportunity for grace may not seem as common. And it is sporadic, you know. I respond consistently, but it's when it occurs to me or when it comes to me, when I see it or have the opportunity. But no, there's a relief there. I wrote a recent song about carrying weight, and there's a line in there, I got a heavy load I'd like to set aside, got a reason to carry forth, because when the kindness comes, you know, I feel all right.
Yes.
So yeah, there is a relief there, and feels natural to be kind, whereas being exceptionally self-centered or fearful or anxious, it just doesn't feel like home. It doesn't feel like who I am.
Yeah. I think that something big is happening in what appears to be a simple act of kindness. One or two more pieces of the brokenness are being healed in that action. And there's an energy that's both expressed and released in the choice and the action of kindness. So I'll offer to the listeners that even if one isn't feeling peace or love, that kind actions can do more than might meet the eye to help us as we help others and to heal ourselves as we heal others.
This has been a Moulton Golden Mountain Teachings with John Records. John can be reached at MoultonGoldenMountain.com. Produced, recorded, and interviewed by Gustavo Brett at Transform Studios.